what this program is all about. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air with Roberta Fasanelli embracing a brand new year, Jennifer Horn embracing a brand new year, Rich McFadden embracing a brand new year, and you are embracing a brand new year. Maybe there are those of you who are new to this program. I'll spend a few seconds explaining this program.
Please. Yeah, this I'd like to know. I'm taking notes.
Yeah. The people that are on the air with me on this program are your companions.
Compadres.
This program is described by some who are relatively, let's say, senior. They understand the radio. I'm not saying old-time radio. We mentioned frequently the Breakfast Club, which used to be around. It was around for 36 years. And I had Don Wilson instead of Don McNeil.
Yes.
When I was talking about this last week.
I got an email about that.
Yeah, right. Anyway, what I have tried to create here over the years, this is the 24th year of the Good Day program being on the air, and it is, I have been a broadcaster for a lot longer than that, even though I know it doesn't sound like it because my voice is so full of spring and summer and energy and life. This is one of those, what are you guys laughing at? Why are you laughing at me?
Why my laughing? Voice is full of spring and summer.
I think my voice
and
is full.
And also myself.
Hey, Jennifer. That's for you.
Thank you.
Is that their latest name, Spring and Summer?
But you remember, never mind, don't get me sidetracked. I was about to present to those people who are new to the program a way of understanding what we are about as companions. In my earlier years, the programs that I did, I was around people. I'll go back to the days of KABC when I was in the, what was that, the mid-93, 94, 95, and 96. I was in KABC in Los Angeles. And Jennifer will remember, as her father was a radio personality in Los Angeles for a long time before he started the CRN Digital Talk Network that they now, Jennifer and her dad and their family, run. The era of companion radio personalities, mm-hmm. to the like of, there was a guy named Ken Minyard who's on the morning, wonderfully listenable guy. Then Michael Jackson was on the radio station. And we had Ira Fistel, who is a long, long time guy at KABC and in Los Angeles. And we had Larry Elder began his career about the time I was there, and he's still on the radio station, about the only thing that still is there, I think. But mm-hmm. the point I'm trying to make is that we all were described, we were a part of, and I think that I hopefully have created here, or continue to create, because it's always a work in progress, a group of people who you can identify with, either all of us collectively or one of us individually, who represents kind of who you are, where you are, and is someone that you'd be kind of prone to enjoy if you had a chance to become our friends in a way that wasn't electronic, but it was real in the sense that you met one of us for dinner or for
beer.
Lunch or a beer or you took a trip with, you know, that kind of stuff. Can you imagine taking a trip with Rush Limbaugh? Can you imagine even being able to have a meal?
Excellence in travel.
Good. Anyway, I'm just trying to make a point that we are here to talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, but to have fun with them. To wit, how can we have fun with Iran and Iraq? I'm going back a couple of years now, when all the riots and the bloodshed, the election that was held, first elections after mission was accomplished, if you'll remember. We can laugh about that, even.
Mm-hmm.
The city council in Tehran. I'm trying to keep a straight face, but I'm not sure I can do that.
Because they have a city council?
They sponsored laughter clubs in an effort to lighten up the mood in the city.
We just launched a missile at the United States.
Got to be something like that.
My
camel joke seems inappropriate right now.
Yeah. But, you know, I've talked a little about laughter yoga and the kind of things. I mean, this is not what happened in Iran necessarily, but the things that you take from the serious stuff and try to find amusement in them. The Iraqi refugees that have moved to Syria and some of the other surrounding, a lot of women during the war left Iraq and went to Syria and some of the other countries that were proximity next to Iraq, and they were having a hard time trying to develop a relationship with the people in these other countries. So the United Nations sent in a group of specialists in relaxation technique. I'm not making this up. Huh. United Nations formed a group called Clowns Without Borders. You know, Doctors Without Borders.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And there are some other groups
like
that.
Did they send in real dressed-up clowns, or were they just comedians?
They sent in 50 different people to participate in workshops in Damascus.
Insert politician's name here.
Yeah.
But think about this. The concept of Clowns Without Borders aimed at some of the most vulnerable people from Iraq. They left the country. They had no home. They had no money. They had nothing. And they were so worried. So somehow, I'm just trying to picture what an Iraqi or a Middle Eastern clown would look like. That's really what I'm... In my own mind, I'm laughing at the image of a Bozo the Clown or Ronald McDonald wearing
a headgear.
I was going to say, wearing the thing.
Right, having Clarabelle in a suit like that with a red nose and a horn that sounded like this. All right? Is there anybody who can imagine?
Do you think when they hear that, they all dive under their desk?
Maybe that's it. But what do you, I guess that what I'm asking, maybe we sound foolish asking this. What do you think people in Iraq or Iran or in the Middle East find in Syria, wherever, find funny? I will tell you, when I was in Israel, there wasn't a laugh to be had. There is no... And I'm just now thinking about this. And later today when we talk to Greg Grunberg, who was on that trip with me, maybe I'll ask him this, Richie. I don't, other than us, the group that we were with as actors and me, we had fun together. But I don't remember seeing an Israeli laugh. Now you can say, well,
really?
There's nothing to laugh about over there. Look at how serious things are. Come on. There's always something to laugh about. You can always find something amusing someplace. But we, in our culture, know what we think is amusing. We are having a hard time sort of trying to imagine what it is that would make an Iraqi or an Iranian or an Israeli or anybody outside of our culture laugh.
Good evening, Ahmed. Yeah.
Good evening. Infidel.
So you're a terrorist?
Yes, I am a terrorist.
What kind of terrorist?
A terrifying terrorist.
Are you scared? Not really, no.
And no?
Not really, no.
Ahmed the Dead Terrorist by Jeff Dunham.
I kill you.
Funny.
Is
right.
One of the funniest things.
So, but we're laughing about it.
Right.
Well, what TV shows are popular over there? Because that'll tell you a little about what they think.
All of it in Iraq. I mean, in Iraq. I'm trying to remember what I saw on television when I was in Iraq. And I can't remember seeing much of anything, actually, now that I think about it. I don't remember seeing television while I was in Iraq. I must have seen some news or something. It's all pretty much news and the stuff that's produced. You don't see Al Jazeera producing,
One Day at a Time?
Right.
No, or, you know, Iraqi's most of the time. Iraqi Idol.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. No, isn't it worth a few minutes to try to think about what it is that they must find funny? Because that's where these laughter groups have gone to Iran and Iraq to try to make people who are cast-offs from their country find some amusement in life. other than the horror of their reality, the screams and the remembrances of what went on there. And I found it an exercise as I read through those and realized what was going on. I'm trying to imagine in my mind what it is that makes those people laugh. And I couldn't. So that's why I asked, that's why I brought it up. And Richie was brilliant in finding that bit of material, which we laugh at, but would they find it amusing?
I'm not thinking that they would find a skeleton pretending to be Ahmed the Dead Terrorist would be
not very funny.
God, no. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, of course. But that's us. So, anyway, but again, we think of things in terms of... another thing it's hard to realize is dogs. I was...
Dogs?
And the commands, the dog, in Iraq, in Iraq too, but in Israel, or any place I've traveled now, I think about it, in China. You look at, I'm thinking of Charlotte, and I say, Charlotte, come on with me. She understands English, comes with me. So, how do the dogs understand Chinese? We think
it's
that's
just the same thing.
Of course it is.
All it is a series of sounds to them.
Yeah.
And when they hear that sound, they know what that sound means.
To
it's not the language.
No, but you see, the point I'm trying to make, Richie, is we are so sort of focused on ourselves and our own language and our own culture, our own traditions and our own lives, that we think everything is as we see it. And the lesson here is not that we obviously know there are differences, but perceptions of differences. Like, we laugh at that joke about them. Would they laugh at a joke that was sort of like that at our expense in their country? And the answer is probably yes, I'm guessing. But the point is, I don't remember ever hearing anybody laugh any place in the Middle East. So there's the food for thought. It's 19 after.
And when we come back, I have the top 10 Iraqi TV shows for you.
Good.
Chapstick guys. Do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Feels to other people. This is not part of that exercise. This is just a remembrance of the song that was number one during this week in 1981. We try to do that from different eras of music, mostly, though I guess we would focus on music in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and sounds like a format, right? And today, Lennon's Just Like Starting Over was part of the Double Fantasy album that was on top of the music charts. He died in 1981, and so I wonder if it's because of good music or because he was killed that his album and the songs in it went to the top and stayed there for weeks and weeks.
Doesn't hurt.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Certainly,
right.
But
yeah, right. But the fact that he's dead.
Everybody knows when you kick it. Yeah, you're going to shoot right to the top of the charts.
Much better. Right.
Pretty much a given.
How to become a hero.
Right.
All right. So here's the exercise that we're trying to put ourselves into the heads of people who are different than we are and understand what makes them laugh. And I'm not sure that we can do that, but we are trying in the sense, I was thinking about the women that are refugees in Syria. There were like a couple hundred thousand of them, by the way, Iraqi women that went over there. And you remember me talking about laughter yoga and how that's being used in our country. The United Nations put together a program called Clowns Without Borders. And they brought, it's just hard for us to wrap ourselves around that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but Richie, of course, has gone back and found something that, again, is not about them and their laughter. It's about us and our laughter.
No, it's about them. It's the top 10 shows that they enjoy in Iraq.
In Iraq.
The top 10 TV shows in Iraq. You want your little list with it?
Yeah, we wanted to know.
Let's have the big time. Let's have big voice announcer.
Number 10.
Hussein Feld. Number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9. Mad About Everything.
Uh-huh.
Number 8.
Number 8 is Ala McBeal.
Number 7.
Number 7 is Wheel of Fortune and Terror.
Number 6.
Number 6 is Ahmed's Creek.
Number 5.
Number 5 is The Price is Right if Saddam Says It's Right.
Number 4.
Children are forbidden from saying anything darndest.
Number 3.
The Brian Ben Ben Bin Laden Show.
Number two.
Buffy the Slayer of American Imperialist Dogs.
Number one.
And the number one TV show in Iraq is Suddenly Sanctions.
Hey. There you go. All right, so also, I imagine this. I remember seeing something. This is an experiment. This has nothing to do with the Middle East. It just has to do with imagining people who are different than you are. Forget about you're from the Middle East. Think about you're blind and you go to the movies. Think about what you would experience as a blind person in a movie. If there is a richer way to imagine what you're... If you are perfect, you have all of your senses, and you put yourself in a position of going to the movies, put a blindfold on, and just think, because blind people now are going to the movies a lot.
I would think with surround
sound. The sound is so much better.
Yeah. We went and saw Mission Impossible the other day. I can't imagine sitting in that movie with a blindfold on and just listening to what is happening.
Yeah, but it's an exercise anyway, thinking it through. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B&C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patch of skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost everything.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black cow under my wheels, and I got victory.
We have lots of things that are of value. Hopefully you will find them all, whether it's what we do on the air, which is the mainstay of the program. Good day going on with Doug and Richie and Roberta and Jennifer, but we have companion items like the audio highlights in our broadcast center at DougStephan.com, previously aired complete programs, bits and pieces of things. We have our video of the day, and today it was a Richie discovery. This is a golden retriever likes guitars.
Oh.
Dogs like guitars.
He's so cute.
And when the music stops, the dog doesn't like it. And there's not much audio because he couldn't, how do you get
more
the audio
than that,
from the dog?
It's, he smiles. You can actually see him smile when the guy with his guitar, and when he starts to play the chords, you see him smile.
Yeah.
When he stops, the dog frowns.
Yeah.
The smile stops.
Right.
And he turns it on and off every time the guy plays the guitar, and it's amazing to see.
Yeah, right. So it's very, very cool. One of the very cool things there today. The winter is upon us, cold and snowy in Chicago and through the Midwest today. It has gotten, yesterday I was working on the farm, it was 45 over the weekend when I came back here. What was yesterday? It was Monday. So Sunday, I came home Monday morning early, spent the day on Sunday. It was in the mid-40s. Yesterday, a little chillier, but certainly we're able to work outside. Today, it's about 20 degrees colder, but a beautiful. You know how that wintertime clear blue sky looks and feels different than a blue sky in the summertime?
Yeah.
Right. That's how it feels.
Just before you're about to get hammered by a
snowstorm. Yeah, right, exactly.
Bring out those scarves.
So, anyway, our poll today asks, what is your favorite winter sport? And we're talking about, I guess, the professional stuff more than anything else, because we're listing the NFL, the NBA, college basketball, the NHL, and then does baseball spring training count?
Yeah.
It starts about a month and a week from now.
They start in February. Pitchers and catchers are back in February.
Yep, first part of February, the end of the month, they start with their training, and the games start by the end of February. So, it's feeling like we've gotten over the hump. After the holidays, it's going to be lousy weather, it's going to be cold, and yada, yada. But think, maybe we turn the corner this year and think about that stuff. It helps you endure the lousy stuff by thinking about the good stuff. At least, that's the way I kind of look at it. In terms of being in California, being fortunate enough, I know how fortunate I am to be able to go there and spend 4 months or so out of the year when I would be miserable if I were here. I happen to be on the farm this week. But I wouldn't, if I were here, I have not been, and I don't mean this to sound please don't misunderstand me. The smugness is not something I'm aiming for. I have not spent a winter in New England since 1983. It has. I figured out.
Close once or twice where you didn't get, you got a late start.
Right, exactly. Last year was one of those.
Right.
But to spend the winter here would be like an eternal hell. Polar bear plunging.
Okay, let's not
every
be
day.
Too dramatic.
Huh?
Okay. I'm being so really dramatic.
So then I won't. Anyway, you get the point. So what do we have also that's kind of cool? Yesterday we did ask about those of you who may have taken a polar bear plunge at one point in time or another. I don't think we asked this on Facebook. We just asked it on the website, Jennifer.
Right.
Have you ever been in a polar bear plunge? 53% of you said no, and I have no interest in ever participating in a polar bear plunge. You understand what this is. You go to water that hasn't frozen. Most of the time it's salt water, but sometimes it's fresh water. And you jump. Yeah, it isn't frozen yet. You jump into the water and then come out again. And the temperature, for example, Boston is big on this, New Year's Day. Temperature in Boston on New Year's Day was 40, as I said, 45, 46. The water is about 39 or 40. So can you imagine what your body thinks when you jump? It's like jumping into a bowl of ice water and then jumping out again.
Let me
tell you what it thinks. It thinks you've just been kidnapped by the mafia, and this is your last minute on the face of the planet.
Right, yeah. So anyway, 17% of you said no, but you knew somebody who had gone into a polar bear plunge. 15% of you said no, but I'd like to. I haven't done one, but I'd like to. You're crazy people. 8% said I did it once, and that was enough. 7% said it's a great way to start the new year.
My brother's doing it next week, I think.
Good for him.
Yeah. You know what it is now?
Why?
Right.
It's these charity things. You know, like the the walk-a-thons where you get sponsors.
Money.
And you
pledge
money for it. So my brother, how he got hooked up in this, is jumping into, I don't know, I guess the Severn River or something like that in Annapolis to raise money for some cause.
Okay, what's wrong with the walk-a-thon? Isn't that better?
I would think so.
Oh, no. Why this is an alternative.
Yeah. Why would you do that? All right. So also at DougStephan.com, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has a guide. This is we're now acknowledging. Here's the message here, folks. We're acknowledging the holidays are over and it's actually winter. Okay. Get a grip. Get to the real bottom line. It is winter time. And so there are a lot of things that change in the winter, including what food is available to you and where to get it. And because Phil is the recognized expert in our country as to where to get good food, how to get it, supermarket shopping, whatever is available, some of the farmers markets and the warmer climes. Like, I love the Santa Monica. There's a Sunday morning farmers market in Santa Monica parking lot. And it is always the coolest place to go watch people, if nothing else. And there's a lot of good food.
Yeah, I saw Jamie Lee Curtis in there one day.
Yeah, right. With her beefy arms.
With her beefy arms.
Anyway, so the guide to winter produce we have as a public service at DougStephan.com. We also have from Dr. J.Q. Mars. See, we have all these experts. And if you're not familiar with the program, these people are across the board here to help you out. That's one of the things the program stands for, in addition to having fun, meeting interesting people like Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me, hopefully. There are things that make this program worthwhile. We tell you stories about ways to make your life better. And so Dr. J.Q. Maher has health and happiness tips for the new year. All of that stuff and many other things. The Queen of Sheep Box there. There's a story, a new item, actually, new this year, liquor stores. Richie will be very interested in this. A new export from Scotland, liquor in a can.
I like this. It's so much easier to spill when you're
Scotch whiskey sold in a can. And I would have thought this would not be the way to sell, liquor in a
like
bottle.
A
it looks
or?
Yeah, it's like a beer can.
Like a beer can.
That
right.
just doesn't seem appealing.
How do you,
I'm not a
right.
liquor guy anyway.
Scotch whiskey.
In a can.
Distilled and matured for 3 years in a can.
Isn't the
$5
only reason,
a can.
Isn't the only reason you drink scotch, because let's be honest,
right.
scotch
so
isn't good.
So let's ask this, Jennifer.
The only reason you drink scotch is to look cool when you pop open your sniffer and, you know, you
So ask this question on Facebook, will you?
And, you know, yes.
Yeah, ask this question on Facebook.
Would you drink scotch out of a can?
Correct.
Yep. Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Let him out.
Yeah. You better let him out.
Hi. Would you drink scotch liquor or any liquor? Any liquor. Not alcohol. Not beer, because beer isn't really considered.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A flask.
Yeah.
It's nothing more than a can.
But it's not. It has a different finesse.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I'm not a drinker either. You take the top on and off. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Matter of fact, I remember once, Roberta, I saw you when we were on one of our overnights. You had a flask. I remember that.
Probably, yes.
I don't like drinking beer.
Probably one of those ski trips.
Yeah, it was one of the ski trips. Yeah. All right. We're a little late for a 2020 News Quiz question, but this is valuable and worth the time. And because Dr. Ken's not with us today because he's got somebody who's on a stretcher that he had to go rescue. So
they had scotch in a can.
It's a little too much scotch over the week. Yeah. By the way, over the holidays, more people have heart attacks than any other single time of the year. From Christmas to New Year's.
The Super Bowl was.
No, I'm talking about a collective period of time. Okay. Super Bowl is an event.
Okay.
I'm talking about over a period of time. Yeah, Super Bowl is horrible for heart attacks. Awful.
Yeah.
As is shoveling snow, that kind of stuff. But in general, people eat too much. You're asking for it the way most people live their lives from Christmas to New Year's. You're asking for it. So Ken has got one of those problems today that he's dealing with. Anyway, here is our 2020 late news quiz question. Not really news. This is an info quiz. Ready?
Sure.
Thinking about what I said earlier, or even listening to the words that Richie speaks, Jennifer, Roberta, me, you. Think about your speech and what you as an average person use for vocabulary in an average day, week, month, or year. Because the answer is the same. How many words does the average person use in conversation over most of their life?
How many
words does the average person use in a day, a week, a month, or a year? And I will tell you the number is the same, or over his or her lifetime. You will be astonished at the answer. 800-510-8255. For the answer, you got an answer? Take a guess if you want. It's worth it.
And I gotta think that between the four of us here, that we bring up that average a little bit.
Yeah, we probably do.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right,
yeah.
We do. But we're not. This is not an average. We're maybe not. We kind of are average people, but we make our living using our mind and our mouth. Now, that doesn't mean we're exceptions to this rule.
Our mouth and our mind.
If you listen to some of the people that are on the radio, they don't even come up with this many words. But how many words, on average, we'll take averages, does the person that you live with, maybe you, person that you are around a lot, because it's an average that's, we're talking about Americans and their average speech pattern. 800-510-8255, a swell Doug Steffen, good day prize for the person who comes up with the right number or closest to the number of words that we use over and over and over again in our lifetime. And again, the number is the same. So what is that number? The average number of words we use in our daily conversation. 800-510-8255. The answer coming up here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
800-510-8255 is our line here. And the answer to the question will give us an average of your vocabulary. To specify further what I'm looking for, the number of words, the vocabulary words, if you want to make it sound teachy, we had vocabulary. We were in school. We learned new words. And
right.
We've often
so not
on...
the total in our life.
Right.
Just the words.
Yeah. I mean, we all of us know thousands of words. But do we use them all the time is the question. 800-510-8255. Methinks you will be startled at the real answer. All right. Let's try Zakiya in Anchorage. How many words do you think you use on average, different words in your general conversation, sir?
I think most people use maybe 25 words.
25 words.
I think pretty limited. Yeah, 25. And they're not very complex.
No, well, that's you're right about it not being too complex. But that number is way low. But, I mean, think about your own. Even in the conversation we're having here, you've used more than 25 words. Right?
Well, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But
thank
most
you.
People don't do a lot of talking. They're doing texting and they're on their computer. They're not having vocabulary.
That's one of the reasons it's as low as it is, even though 25 is astonishingly low. I think the number is low, and I think that's being impacted by what you've just suggested, the new technology. Doug's in Elbridge, New York. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey.
Hey. What's the number?
700.
700. How'd you come up with that number?
I heard it on a show.
Really? How recently?
About a month ago.
Really? Well, the actual number is, so we don't prolong the agony here, the average person uses the same 400 words over and over and over for their entire life. According to a study that was done by American Forces Network, which I find interesting, they were listening words that you hear or don't hear, words you haven't heard. And 400 is the number they came up with, which I find pretty fascinating. Thank you, sir.
Is all you have to do.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays Reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
This song has been done again, redone, and done one more time. The Andrews Sisters from the original movie. As we get into movie moments, Chucker is off today. We have the Andrews Sisters here performing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. This movie was called Buck Privates. It was number one at the box office during the first week of January in 1941.
Wow.
That song goes back that far. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Some of the Andrews Sisters are still alive, too, I think. Are they not?
I believe they are, yeah.
I think they are, yeah. We go through our birthdays. We find them, one or two of them, with mention. Okay, so that's how we get started. Movie music always starts our movie moments visitation. Jennifer is going to check the top 10 items at the box office because the estimates were out yesterday, but now the real numbers will come because Monday was included in the long holiday weekend, which is usually like Friday night through Sunday night, but this year it's Friday through Monday, or this time of year, this particular holiday weekend, and it was the same over Christmas. Some of the items are expected. Some of them aren't. I will tell you that I saw four movies over the weekend, and I thought they were all good.
He's a maniac. He's a movie maniac.
Well, I do that. When I go to California, I go to the movies, and I'll take in a couple a day. On Saturday, Friday, I saw Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I want to see that.
And what was the other one I said I saw, Jennifer?
You saw War Horse.
Dragon Tattoo. Right. War Horse I thought was wonderful. I like Sherlock Holmes, who delivered what we expected it to deliver. Interesting, because they had a relatively similar theme in war. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, I saw Mission Impossible.
I saw that, too.
Exactly what you wanted to have.
I heard it's good, yeah.
And the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which I wasn't sure I would like. And there was parts of it that I didn't particularly like, the sort of gruesome stuff. Ugh. But the story itself is well told, and it gives you respect for Craig as an actor, and there are other people, a lot of great actors we all know.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
Daniel Craig, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Richie. All right, so anyway, that's the door, the story on the door being open to all these great movies. So Jennifer will give us the tally. Let's quickly do a challenge, a movie challenge here. We're going to play three excerpts from a movie that was the first one in a series. This is, I think, pretty easy, very easy, in fact, marking the birthday of one of the stars today. He's 66, so you can figure it out from there. You'll, again, very recognizable voices, movie, yada, yada. 800-510-8255, starting off the new year fresh. You must never have won a Movie Moment prize in order to win. Got the answer? Call us, 800-510-TALK. Here's the first clip.
Now I can read you guys your rights, but now you guys already know what your rights are, don't you?
Got it, yeah.
All right, next clip. Yeah, next.
That's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real gun.
All right, last clip.
You ever met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
Interesting, this came to play in real life.
Yeah, kind of. All right, so what's the movie? 800-510-8255. Jennifer has the list of what did well in a moment here on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
All right, Jennifer, quickly, from 10 to number 1.
All right, 10, number 1. Number 10, The Descendants. Number 9, The Darkest Hour. Number 8, New Year's Eve, making $46 million. Number 7, The Adventures of Tintin, $287 million worldwide. Wow. Number 6, We Bought a Zoo. Number 5, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Number 4, War Horse. Number 3, still hanging in there, My Buddies Alvin and the Chipmunks with Chipwrecked. Number 2, Sherlock Holmes, making $132 million worldwide. And Mission Impossible at number 1 with $324 million worldwide.
All right, Jeff's in Oregon. What's the name of the movie? Jeff.
It is Lethal Weapon.
It is. Mel Gibson is 66 today. Glover's about the same age. He may be a year or two older.
He's a little bit older.
All right. You get the prize, sir. Hold on just a second. 59 after on Good Day.